That's Right en direct avec Doc Olivier. C'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Ben les amis, bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous, c'est le Doc, on est en direct dans Last Ride. On a ouvert tout de suite avec ce titre fantastique de Ritual, Damn You, des Tiger of Pantang. Et comme vous le savez, bien sûr, Jacopo Mill, Jack Mill, le chanteur du groupe est avec nous en direct. Voilà, l'idée c'est quand même qu'on puisse parler de musique, de concerts, qu'on puisse parler de beaucoup, beaucoup de choses. Et on va se faire très très plaisir puisque Jack Mill a eu la gentillesse de nous rejoindre. Jack, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Thank you, Jack, to joining the show tonight. You are live in Paris.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure. You never know what's going to happen when you release something new. Are people going to be interested or not? So the fact that you're interviewing me makes me think everything goes the right way. Everybody wants to hear a little bit of New Tiger's song, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's always good for us.
Et ben voilà les amis, vous avez donc Jack Mill qui est avec nous, le nouveau chanteur de Tiger of Pontan. Enfin le nouveau, il est là depuis un moment quand même. Hein. Il y a quand même plusieurs albums. On a quand même découvert Tiger of Pontan, le Ritual, le Ambush qui est ressorti. Et puis là, ils reviennent donc avec un EP qui s'appelle The New Heartbeat qui arrive à la fin du mois de février. Hein. Il est disponible, vous pouvez commander tout ça sur la page Target au Danemark. Hein. C'est le label du groupe. So Jack, first of all, congratulations for this new EP, and of course I come back to Ritual. Congratulations for Ritual, because this is I would like to say one fantastic release, and you come back with a new sounds, four new sounds on the end of February. So what is your feeling now? You have
it's strange because we released Ritual in 2019, and 2020 was going to be one of the, you know, if I look at the calendar, what we were supposed to be doing in 2020, it was like the year of the tiger, if you know what I mean. I mean, we were supposed to be yes. touring in Mexico, we were supposed to be playing in Australia, and doing a lot of gigs. Everything was planned smooth and everything, and then all of a sudden everything disappeared, and we got this 2 year gap where we got even worse, because obviously due to the fact that we were not touring and everything, you know a band needs to tour. It's part of their, you know, touring and playing live is in the DNA of a band, and it also helps. I think it helps to a band to, you know, get along also with everybody in. So if you don't gig, and especially in our cases, we're having, you know, me in Italy and the rest of the band in England, so not having the possibility to see each other and to even rehearse together has created this whole nightmare of you know, people leaving the band and finding new people and everything, and so the releasing of this new EP for us as a band it's like a dream come true, because it means that we are alive and well, that we went through all the changes of lineup,
yeah,
and stronger than ever, and we have new songs that we want to play, and we want people to hear, and we can't wait, and we really can't wait to get back on the road, which eventually will happen. hopefully within the second half of the second half of 2022, and we'll keep our, you know, I got every fingers crossed possible to make it happen, because I was really looking forward to come to Paris, to play for Paris, and every time it's got rescheduled, so now we have it, so I can, and it has been rescheduled for the, what is it, the 18th of November.
Yes.
We're playing at the Gibus. And I really hope this is going to happen,
yeah.
Because I also it's been a while I haven't been to Paris, so it's been a while I haven't been to France, to be honest, because last time we played in France, I think we played in the northern part of France at a festival.
Yes, Rennes Fest Festival.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
I was here.
And it was a
here.
Fantastic
yes.
experience. I think there was UFO. Headlining, and it was a great pleasure to see them once again, because I remember also I bought some great stuff. I found some, you know, quite rare CDs in the in the market, so I have really fond memories of that. So because every time, if you want to meet me before or after the show, all you have to do is just, you know, go to the market and you know, and you will see me at one of the CD stalls, because that's where I spend most of my time when I'm at festivals. talking to the guys about, have you got this, I'm looking for this CD, have you got this, you know, Japanese version of this or that. So that's me.
Bon ben voilà, les amis, vous avez compris, on est avec Jack Mills, le chanteur, le vocaliste de Tiger of Pantanga. Alors, plusieurs choses effectivement. Alors dans la vie de Tiger, il y a eu pas mal de mouvements, hein, comme il le dit. Et puis l'arrivée de ce new EP qui arrive, The New Heartbeat EP qui arrive donc, qui est disponible, bien sûr, vous pouvez le précommander tout de suite sur la page Target Shop au Danemark. La release date, elle est au 25 février. Hein, c'est vous pouvez foncer déjà aller acheter, réserver les choses. Voilà, comme il le dit Jack, pour l'ADN d'un groupe, c'est d'être sur scène, hein, bien sûr, vous l'avez compris, c'est de jouer. Alors il espère, il croise tous ses doigts de pied, tout, pour que derrière on puisse avoir effectivement ses dates. Et puis il se rappelle, il a vraiment envie de venir au Gibus, on va en reparler, puisqu'il y aura cette date à Paris, et puis il y a aussi la date au Soustrooper au mois de septembre. On va en reparler dans un instant avec les amis de Dreamcatcher et puis de King Crown, on va en parler avec lui. Et puis bien sûr, l'idée de ressortir ce new EP, ce New Heartbeat, c'est aussi de mettre donc 4 titres, 2 nouveaux titres enregistrés, et puis ils ont réenregistré des vieux morceaux de Tiger qui sont Fire Clown and Killers. Franchement, moi j'ai écouté ces 4 titres, c'est de la bombe les amis, ça reste dans tout ce qu'on a depuis Ritual, depuis Ambush, depuis Tiger of Pantang. Voilà, c'est des très très bons disques, des très très bons albums. On reste sur le Tiger qu'on aime, hein. Voilà, franchement, il n'y a pas d'autre sujet. So Jack, as you know, we are live this afternoon in Paris. We have a lot of questions who is coming on the live chat Facebook, so maybe I can share with you some questions.
I'll try to be quick.
Yeah.
Just stop me. I forget. Yeah. I forget that you have to I forgot you have to translate everything.
No.
I apologize.
I have a lot of
is French.
So next time you come in Paris.
My surname is French because I have French blood in my in me.
Yeah.
But I don't speak French.
So next time you come in Paris, you will come in Paris. You can go directly to my home, and we have a lot of CDs, so maybe we can discuss about what is this release, Japan release, and something like that.
Absolutely.
So let's go. First question from the people who is on the live chat this afternoon. What is your first of all, it's a real maybe difficult questions, I think. What is your favorite Tigers of Pantang songs from the 80s?
When it comes to this, all you have to do is to close your eyes and think of the first songs, like the first title that comes to your mind is the one. So you have to trust me. I've closed my eyes, and the answer is Gangland. Gangland is my favorite. So far, is my favorite Tigers of Pantang song. Although I have a passion also for Take It. From the same album, from Spellbound, mainly because Take It was the very first song that I had to play with Tigers when I first met them and I was auditioning for them. They asked me which song I would like to start with, and I picked up Take It. So there is good memories. And it was a good omen for me. So starting my audition with Take It, was a good choice. So again, Gangland and Take It are the ones.
Voilà, Chris a la réponse. Donc les deux qu'il préfère, Gangland et Take It. Take It, vous l'avez compris, parce que c'est une des chansons qu'il a jouées quand il a fait son audition pour rejoindre Tiger of Pantang il y a maintenant quelques années, hein, parce qu'il est là depuis un moment quand même, Jack. Jack, another questions. Now you speak about this new Heartbeat EP. So you pick up 2 old songs. Who is the person who is find the idea to introduce in this new EP Fire Clone and Killers? This is only Rob, or this is a large overview from the band?
No, it is okay. For this one, basically the guitarists have chosen the ones. So one of Rob's favorite songs from Wildcat was Fire Clone, and we never had a chance to either play it live. And so it was like for him it was an obvious choice. He said, "Why don't we record it so we will have a new version and we can play it live." And for the other one, it was Rob asking Francesco Maras, our new guitar player, which was his favorite track on Wildcat. And Francesco said, "I always love Killers." And luckily enough, we haven't made any we in the past we have been re-recording some of the old songs. We recorded a couple, like 5 songs from Wildcat, five songs from Spellbound and also from Crazy Nights. But we didn't cover that. So when Francesco said, I would like to, if you give me an opportunity, I would like to, my favorite song is Killers and I would like to re-record it. That's it. That's when we said, okay, let's do it. And it's in the tradition of Tigers. If you go back in the 80s, even when John Devril, was presented to the public with an EP, with Hellbound, there were covers of previous song on the EP as a bonus. So I think it's part of what it's part of a tradition that Tigers has always been keen on doing, and that's why we decided to do that.
Ok, bah comme vous l'avez compris, donc il y a 4 titres dans ce EP qui va sortir. Il y a 2 titres qui sont des vieux titres, hein, Fireclone and Killers. Donc la question elle était assez simple, c'était qui a eu l'idée? Est-ce que c'était Rob uniquement? Est-ce que c'était le groupe? Est-ce que c'était le management? Je ne sais pas, la maison de disques. Et bien en fin de compte, non, c'est pour le premier, donc Fireclone. Rob voulait la reprendre et puis pouvoir, on l'a joué, il l'a joué jamais sur scène. Donc ils avaient envie de refaire quelque chose autour de ce titre. Et puis Rob a demandé au nouveau guitariste, hein, Francesco Maras, voilà, qui est aussi un italien comme Jacopo, hein, comme Jacopo Mille. Voilà, on parle très italien dans Tiger of Pantang maintenant, hein. C'est un groupe international, carrément. Il lui a dit, bah, toi, qu'est-ce que tu aimerais comme titre à jouer? Ah, j'aimerais bien jouer Killers. Voilà. Et donc, c'est l'idée, tout le monde s'est mis autour de la table et puis on a joué ces morceaux. Et donc, voilà. Donc, on retrouve donc sur ce EP 2 nouveaux titres, A New Heartbeat and Red Mist. On écoutera Red Mist juste après. Et puis donc 2 versions réactualisées, réenregistrées par le groupe, Fireclone and Killers. Voilà, on est en direct, les amis, avec Jack Mills, le chanteur de Tiger of Pantang, qui nous parle donc de ce nouvel EP qui arrive, New Heartbeat. Et puis on parle musique, hein, vous l'avez compris, on parle bien sûr beaucoup de CD et de musique, hein, puisque on va juste ouvrir une petite page à côté pour Jacopo, parce qu'il est quand même très très occupé. Hein. Jack, so you are a busy man, I said at the beginning of this interview, because not only on Tiger of Pantang, you have a lot of a parallel project, and another one is called Sainted Sinners, who is coming with 2 new CD, and the last one is Test It, and it's a good one. So how do you I think you have a lot of time now to create and something like that, but for sure for you, I think it's a great pleasure to share your time with Tiger, with Sainted, with this other project. But for sure, Sainted Sinner is a little bit different, like Tiger, hein, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yes. Obviously, I don't think it's when it comes down to when you get an offer, and in the case of Sainted Sinners, I got an offer from Frank Panay, the guitar player.
Yes, I know
Frank. Who is also the guitar player from Bonfire.
Yes,
and I met him a couple of times, while I was touring in Germany with Tigers, and I really got along with him, as a person. So what happened was that. We were both in the same situation, meaning Bonfire could not play and Tigers could not play in 2020, and he had this project that he wants to. Sainted Sinner had already released 2 albums with David Reese, the American singer,
yeah.
And he wanted to start working on a third album with a new singer, and he said. The first place that came to his mind, according to him, was me, and he simply asked me, and I was at that time we were in complete lockdown. I was stuck at home doing nothing, just like everybody in the world. I was,
yes.
and for a musician, believe me, doing nothing, having all the gigs canceled, all the work gone within seconds, it was so frustrating. That the minute that I got the offer, I just said to him, "Look, let's do it like this. Send me 2 songs, and if I like them and I feel connected to the songs, we'll start writing together." And he sent me 2, and he got my word. He sent me 2 songs, and 2 songs. I think one was Free to Be, and the other was Standing on Top. And from that moment, it was like, yes, I like them. I wrote melodies and lyrics very, very quickly. I felt immediately connected with the music. And that's how the first album came out. I wasn't expecting to do anything, you know, to having an album released within 4 months. But it went so good. And since the release of the album, we were supposed to be touring again with that, promoting the album, but there was no chance to do it. We looked at each other and we said, how about doing another one? Let's write some more songs. Okay. And I said, yeah, why not? And that's how Taste It came out. It was like a logical consequence of the fact that we weren't able to play live, and we had that kind of chemistry that we didn't want to lose, and again, within a year another album is out, and I'm particularly proud of that one. I'm particularly proud of Taste It, because you know, when it comes down to Unlock and Reload, it could have sounded like a side project or you know, a one-off kind of stuff.
It's a real band.
We proved that there was we really clicked together as musician and as writing partners, and there is a future. That's it. I can't wait to get to, you know, to play the again. It's just like Tigers. I'm a live person. I like to travel. I like to gig. I like to, you know, to wake up every day in a different hotel in a different country. It was one of my dreams to travel playing music. So and I was fortunate enough to be able to do it for a small part of my life, and I can't wait to go back and do it again.
Et ben voilà, donc on est avec Jack Mill. On en profite hein, pour parler un petit peu de son autre projet du moment, Saint in Sinner. Hein, vous l'avez compris, c'est le groupe avec Frank Panet qui joue dans Bonfire. Voilà, vous avez compris que ils se sont croisés sur des dates avec Tiger of Pantang, ça a matché. Ils se sont échangés des fichiers et puis Jack a dit ouais bah balance, et puis ils ont fait un premier album et puis là ils viennent de ressortir un test it. Alors vous entendez souvent du Saint in Sinner bien sûr sur Last Ride et dans Vinyl Time hein, puisqu'on a passé le dernier single qui est Good Old Company qui est le dernier single qui est sorti il n'y a pas très longtemps. Et comme le dit Jack, des fois on est parti sur des projets qui deviennent un groupe et puis devait tourner. Et comme d'habitude, voilà, là c'est un petit peu mis sur le bord. Mais en tout cas, on espère pouvoir le voir et dans Tiger et dans Saint in Sinner parce qu'il y a beaucoup de bonnes choses. C'est quand même hyper intéressant. Another question from the listener who is live on the chat, Jack. It is difficult to work when we are not on the same country. Do you fly maybe to UK when you record something with Tiger, or what is the difficulty that you incur during this new EP? You release only at home and you share your file, or what is the approach for this EP?
Well, for the EP, what happened is that the minute Francesco got involved, Francesco is not only a great guitar player. He's a complete musician, and he's devoted to the cause of writing good songs. So what happened is that since there was no chance, because you know, Francesco is Italian, but he's based in Germany. I am based in Italy. The rest of the guys is in England. And it was, you know, up still now it's quite difficult to travel on because you never know what kind of documentation you have to have, how many vaccine, how many, you know, green pass. So it's a nightmare, basically. And so we for the first time ever with Tigers, we experimented technology, and we started, you know, sending files, and everybody got, you know, his own little studio at home, invested a little bit of money of the royalties to build up a little studio at home, and we started bouncing ideas back and forth, and that's how you know we started writing songs. And we never, I have to say, I'm totally honest, we never wrote so many songs within this in using this kind of process. And in Tiger's history, we ended up with, I think, more than 20 songs, new songs to pick up. And we recorded, obviously we recorded separately for all the reasons. I recorded my vocals in Italy in a studio here in Florence, and the other guys, everyone got his own, you know, chose his own studio. I think it was because we did so many demos of the song, so we followed we went through all the details of the song. When it came that when I heard the final product, I don't hear that has been recorded, you know, this way. I feel like it's a band playing. You can feel that there is the chemistry is there. You can see that it's tight. And it's groovy. It's not just, you know, it's not just all the parts are right. There's something more. And I think it was the motivation that we had. The five of us wanted to prove everybody that we were ready to get back on track. We were ready, and during the strange times, we didn't lose our passion for music and our commitments to the fans, that we wanted to write new songs that were that could stand next to the old classics. And that's it, and that's our main goal.
Voilà, donc vous l'avez compris, hein, la question c'était comment vous avez travaillé sur ce UP, si vous avez envoyé des fichiers. Donc chacun a son petit studio, comme le dit Jack, ils ont dû investir des royalties sur certains pour pouvoir avoir un petit du matériel quand même qui tient la route. Et puis c'est la première fois où ils ont échangé des fichiers. Alors Francesco Maras, qui est le nouveau guitariste, qui joue aussi dans un groupe qui s'appelle Screaming Shadows, qui vient de sortir un album, entre parenthèses, qui est lui aussi italien, mais qui est en Allemagne, a pu aussi échanger les fichiers. Et puis ils ont pu bâtir donc ces titres avec ces échanges de fichiers. Mais comme le dit Jack, hein, c'est quand même mieux quand on est ensemble dans une même place et que derrière on continue à pouvoir bâtir ces morceaux plutôt en studio que de la manière dont ils l'ont fait. En tout cas, moi je vous invite, dès que ce EP sortira, à aller écouter ce fantastique 4 titres qui arrive. Parce que franchement, c'est du très très bon. Jack, maybe we just come back a few words about this Europe and UK tour 2022. Normally started in March. At home, I would like to say, at Rome, Milan and Bologna, start of all, we start in Italia.
We start in Italy, hopefully. Let's see if it makes it. I have a phone call on, because the Italian government is going to change some of the rules from February 1st.
Okay.
So depending on what the government decides to do, we will finally know if these gigs are, you know, we can do them or not.
Okay.
And because it's about meaning. So at the moment they are on, because that we had, you know, the venues are there, that we're all waiting to play. But we have to wait. I spoke with the promoter and the local promoters, and we have to wait until the first week of February to check out the new rules that will take place from the 1st of February up to the 31st of March, which is the end of the emergency, you know, condition for Italy. So we'll see. But yes. So far, March is going to be the first gigs of Tigers in Italy for 3 gigs, and then we have rescheduled almost everything. So there's a couple of gigs in June, in May we're supposed to be going in Copenhagen, then we do England, and then we do a little bit of during the summer of Europe, and we'll be back. We should be in France. I think we should be in France.
Two times.
In Marseille.
Yes.
Yeah, in Marseille in September. It was a festival I was really looking forward to do, but you know, got rescheduled since last year.
Yes.
And then finally on the 18th of November we are at Gibus in Paris.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great news.
I was looking forward to see if I had any day off before or after that, but I don't know what's gonna if that happened, because if there's some day off, I will definitely get in touch with you to tell me where I should go and get some, you know.
You have the right person. And just few words, Jack. As you know, for Marseille, this is my birthday. This is
wow,
the date of my birthday.
Wow! Then you have to come to Marseille.
I have
we'll
my tickets.
We'll try to make your backstage passes, and we'll celebrate your birthday. It would be great because my birthday is on the 12th.
Oh.
There are no dates before Marseille, my idea was to drive to Marseille with a car, so like go to Marseille a couple of days earlier because it might be good weather, nice weather, and maybe stay a day more because there's nothing after that. So definitely, if you come, there'll be a chance to meet.
Yeah, for sure.
it will be relaxing. It will be one of those relaxing festival because there's nothing before and nothing after, so it's just that gig.
Yeah,
and
for
it's
sure.
Sometimes it's fantastic, especially if you are in a nice, you know, if you are near the sea, and you know, and you can have all the, or you can really enjoy your time off.
Ben voilà, donc on a parlé un petit peu donc de cette tournée européenne qui devrait commencer au mois de mars si tout se passe bien en Italie pour trois dates, hein, comme l'a dit Jack, il y a peut-être des changements qui vont avoir, donc on va attendre d'être sûr que ça redémarre en mars pour eux. Après il y a au mois de mai, il y a le Copenhague, ils sont à Copenhague au Nordic Noise Fest, et puis après il y a une partie au mois de juin qui arrive, hein, qui est entre la Hollande et sur le mois de juin c'est la Hollande, et une petite date au Cambridge Rock au mois de juin, et puis après il y a quelques dates au UK, hein, Cambridge, Bradford, Newcastle, Newark, voilà, c'est tous des festivals. Le 17 septembre, ils seront donc à Marseille au Soustrooper Fest de notre ami Sébastien, et on y sera bien sûr. Et puis après, il y a une autre partie de la tournée qui redémarre au mois d'octobre avec quelques dates au UK. Au mois de novembre, bien sûr, l'Angleterre, la Belgique, l'Allemagne et la France. Ils seront au Gibus. Tiens, on va parler un petit peu des groupes qui sont avec. Jack, as you know, the support act for this tour, it's a French band, we call King Crown. Do you listen to this music of King Crown?
I think I don't have the CDs on King Crown, but I think I played with them at a festival, and I should have heard them at a festival, and they sound good. They sound good, and I think it's a nice package. I think Tigers and King Crown will work definitely good. And we'll make the evening worth, coming and see us.
Yes, in Paris we have three bands. We have Dreamcatcher, King Crown, and of course Tigers of Pantang. So three bands in Gibus. Cross finger to see these three fantastic bands, two French bands, plus one of the most important UK bands. Wow.
Thank you for saying that. Meaning, it took us, as Rob would say, almost 40 years to get an award, but we got it. So last year we got the Hard Rock Hell Award. So as Tigers, so finally, and I think that's very special. It means very much for us, but it means even more for Rob, having the recognition after 40 years that Tigers of Pantang are one of the best UK new wave of British heavy metal band.
It's
overwhelming. It's good, and I'm really proud to be part of it. Obviously, it's something I would never dream. I would never expect in my life, and finally it happens. And it gives you a complete different perception when you get those kind of music awards, because it means that the name is not forgotten. It means that the name, and also it means that the name of the band is not relying just on the past. Because that's one thing that we deeply respect, and we want to carry the heritage the best we can of what Tigers have done in the past. But at the same time, because obviously albums like Spellbound and Wildcat, Crazy Nights, The Cage are really history, and history has proven that they are, you know, fundamental, you know, top albums yeah. of all time.
Yes.
But at the same time, we are alive. We are alive and a live band. So and we want to write new stuff, and we want to keep that heritage that
in
we
one
have.
End, of course.
With the new songs, yeah. which believe me, it's a hard task, because obviously you have this big, you know, you have to have, you know, in Italy we say you have to have big shoulders to carry on to carry all the heritage.
Yeah.
And I think we all want to do it. We all want to do it. We all believe strongly in what we, in the power of, you know, writing music together, and a new heartbeat is the first step. Then you have to listen to the new you will have to listen to the new album and to check out if we are what we think we are.
Hey Jack, I just before we ending, I think it's very difficult now when we said these words to build the set list, because in one hand we have to go back with the heritage, and in other hand we have to provide a new stuff. So sometimes I think for the band, I think it's very difficult to have the maybe 50% of the old songs, new songs. I think it's very difficult for Rob and for the rest of the band to share
wants. The set list is always a nightmare. It's always a nightmare because we should play to make it really happen. We should play 3 hours every night, and we can't do it. to put every song that people want to hear, every song that we want to play. It's really difficult. But you see, if you come to see us, see us playing live, you will get that. You will get how we try to balance. So obviously there's gonna be songs like Only the Brave or Destiny or White Lines obviously for something from the new album, a new
heart. Keep me alive.
Yeah, Keeping Me Alive is there. Keeping Me Alive is there as long as I and Rob and Craig are in the band. There's the new songs like Keeping Me Alive that are always being the set because they mean a lot. They mean a lot to us. The first, just to let you know, and there is a connection with France, because the very first time I played Keeping Me Alive on stage was at FISMUS.
Yes.
It was way back in, I would say, 2013, something like that.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. And that was my very first time that I played that song live. And I clearly remember that the record was just out, and there was some guys in the front row that already knew the lyrics.
And no, but it's a great song.
Yeah, and that gives me shivers. Still gives me shivers. The fact that, you know, there was somebody who got the album and had been listening to the album, you know, for the previous 2 weeks, and already knew the words, and I could see him singing the words, you know, from the front row. It's a feeling that I can't describe.
I understand.
But it's mainly, for me, it's one of the reasons why I want to sing and I want to be in a band. There's nothing as fantastic than to feel that, to have, you know, having people singing your song and seeing people singing your song. And that, we are lucky, because it happened with Keeping Me Alive, it happened with Only the Brave, it happened to a lot of new songs, and people sing them just like they sing Susie Smiled and Take It, Gangland, or, you know, Hellbound, which is great. It's a great feeling. Yeah. It's a really great feeling.
Voilà, donc vous avez compris, on a un petit peu débordé avec Jack, hein, parce qu'on a parlé de la setlist, on a parlé de tout ce qui était qu'on allait peut-être avoir, donc on a compris, hein, Only the Brave, Keep Me Alive, Keeping Me Alive, tous ces titres de la nouvelle génération seront là, les anciens titres sont là, voilà, donc effectivement, on pourrait demander à Tiger de jouer 3 heures, 4 heures, on aurait énormément de titres, voilà, on prendrait beaucoup de plaisir, en tout cas, c'est pas possible, mais on aura, bien sûr, la moitié, une bonne partie des vieux titres, beaucoup des nouveaux titres, en tout cas, on se fera plaisir. Jack, I would like to say thank you so much, maybe we have to pass some music now because we chat since 40 minutes. Maybe we can chat 2 hours.
Yeah, with me, yes. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
No, it's a great pleasure to speak with you. I know that you are a large fan of music. So since we come back on Tiger of Pontoc, it's a great pleasure again to speak with you. And for sure, I cross my finger to see you at Marseille to take happy birthday and maybe in Paris for sure. At Gibus with King Crown and Dreamcatcher. So I think now you can share with the people who is listening, and we have a lot of people this afternoon in Paris who is live with me, so maybe we can share Red Mist in few seconds. So Jack, thank you again so much for your time on this Saturday night.
Thank you, Olivier. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who's been listening. Keep the faith. We're going to play. You're going to see your favorite band live, even if it's not Tigers. Rock and roll is going to be back on the road. So just keep your if everybody keeps their finger crossed, we'll make it. Yeah. And you'll get your favorite band on stage very soon.
Very soon. So maybe, Jack, the last word is for you. Can you please introduce for all the listeners all over the world that we have this afternoon, Red Mist, from this new EP we call New World Beat?
Okay, guys, are you ready? Are you ready to hear... fantastic Tigers of Pontang old style riff by made and written and made and played by Rob Weir. If you're ready, then you have to listen to Red Mist.
Let's go for Red Mist. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you, Olivier.
Voilà les amis, alors après cette interview longue, j'ai pris deux secondes de repos, hein, parce que voilà, ça a été un bon moment, un grand moment, voilà, c'est incroyable, on aurait pu parler des heures et des heures avec Jack Meal, donc le chanteur de Tiger of Pantang, je le rappelle, donc ils seront en concert le 17 septembre à Marseille au Stroopers Fest, on y sera tous, hein, et comme l'a dit Jack, comme son anniversaire c'est le 12, on ira fêter le Happy Birthday de Jack chez notre ami Sébastien Bailly le 17 septembre, et le 17 septembre c'est mon anniversaire aussi, donc ça va être terrible les amis, voilà, et puis sinon ils seront bien sûr le 18 novembre à Paris au Gibus avec King Crown et Dreamcatcher. Je vous ai passé donc deux morceaux, un morceau de King Crown et un morceau de Dreamcatcher. Alors le morceau de King Crown c'était The End Is Near, cet extrait de The Perfect World, et le Dreamcatcher vous l'avez reconnu, c'est le Faster, Higher, Stronger, voilà, qui est sorti du dernier album de notre ami Chris Garrel, bien sûr, hein. Voilà, j'espère que vous avez passé un excellent moment. Alors j'avais plein de choses à vous passer, il est déjà 55. Alors soit je vous passe en avant-première le nouveau morceau d'Electric Boy, hein, qui sortira que le 4 février parce qu'on peut vous le passer. Et si vous avez le temps, je vous passe le single donc d'Electric Boy qui sortira que le 4 février. Et juste derrière, on termine par un morceau de Tiger of Pantang qui est le Keeping Me Alive, qui est un super morceau. Allez les amis, je pense qu'on va se faire plaisir parce que l'interview, elle était vraiment très intéressante et on a passé, je pense, vous avez tous passé un excellent moment. Écoutez, on va se quitter sur les 3 minutes du nouvel extrait d'Electric Boy. Le morceau s'appelle Favorite Hello, Worst Goodbye. C'est une avant-première et le single sera présent dès le 4 février sur toutes les plateformes. Et puis donc, on termine juste derrière. Keeping Me Alive, Tiger of Pantang, les amis. On se retrouve demain soir, de toute façon, en direct. Allez, c'est parti, on se fait un petit plaisir. On va juste déborder de 5-10 minutes. Allez, Electric Boy, Favorite Hello, World's Goodbye, avant-première le 4 février. Et juste derrière, Tiger of Pantang, Keeping Me Alive. J'espère que vous avez passé un excellent moment, une excellente soirée. Sur le Good Time, Bass Ride, foncez sur le site et allez regarder tout ce qu'il y a de bien. Voilà, on se retrouve demain. Electric Boys, Tiger of Pantang. Ciao les amis, à demain.
keeping me alive.
Sont sur Minim Times.